That's all the Chinese I'm going to speak today.
我只会讲这个而已，不要担心。
This morning, we have the privilege of being here to say thank you to all the parents and youth workers.
今天早上很高兴有这个机会，我们可以来向各位年轻人事工还有儿童事工的同工说声感谢。
Yeah, so I know that we don't often hear thank you enough, so thank you, parents, for all your support and everything that you guys do.
Yeah, 我知道我们很少机会可以在这里来表达。 今天特别真的谢谢我们所有的家长还有所有服侍的同工。
Thank you. A missionary couple once brought a group of foreign pastors to the United States for a meeting.
有一次有一对宣教士的夫妻呢邀请了一些海外的这个牧师来到美国参加一个研习会。
During the free time, the pastors wanted to go shopping.
在休息的时间，这些牧师呢就想要去买点东西。
Even though it was a small town, the missionaries worried that the pastors would get lost.
虽然呢举行会议的地方只是一个小镇，但是这个宣教士还是很担心这些牧师会迷路。
So they gave each pastor a cell phone and their phone number in case they got lost.
所以这个宣教士就给每一位牧师他手机的号码，免得呢他们真的迷路了。
In less than 1 hour, the missionary's phone began to ring.
在一个小时之内，这个宣教士的这个手机就开始响起来了。
And on the other end, one of the pastors said, "Help, I'm lost."
电话的另外一端呢，是一个牧师说，救救我，我真的迷路了。
The missionary instructed the pastor to go to the street corner and read to him the name of the two streets they were on.
这个宣教士就说，你不要紧张，你现在走到这个街的转角，告诉我呢，这两条路是哪两条路的交叉口。
The missionary waited, and the pastor finally replied, "I am in the corner of walk and don't walk."
这个宣教士呢，这终于等到牧师说，他说，我现在在哪两条路的交叉呢？就是禁止通行还有安全通行这个交叉。
Today, Angela and I have the privilege of sharing God's word with you.
今天呢 ，Pastor Angela 跟我很高兴有这个机会跟大家分享神的话语。
I want to thank actually Pastor Chen for inviting us and giving us the time to share.
我也谢谢郑牧师给我们有这个机会来分享。
We want to do two things today.
我们今天想要做两件事情。
Number one, we want to recognize those who serve in both visible and invisible ways.
第一个，我们特别要谢谢所有幕前幕后的同工。
And secondly, we want to give you encouragement and direction from the Word of God.
第二件事，我们就是希望用神的话语来鼓励，来造就大家。
When Angela and I began talking about the passage that we would preach on today, the Holy Spirit brought to both of our minds Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Angela 跟我呢，在寻求说我们要分享哪一段经文的时候呢，圣灵就同时在我们两个人心里面都放下今天这段经文，《生命记》第六章。
Because Angela is already a doctor.
因为 Pastor Angela 她现在已经是一个博士了。
I'm going to do the more academic part.
所以我就要讲学术一点。
I'm going to give you the background and content of the first 5 chapters of Deuteronomy.
我就会先跟大家讲一下《生命记》第一章到第五章的背景。
So we can see and understand the heart with which Moses shares these words with the Israelites.
然后我们就可以更深的体会摩西在第六章分享他的信息给以色列人的时候，他心里面的那个他心里面的感受跟那种迫切。
Moses shares these words with the people that God had intended to enter into the promised land.
摩西他很要跟这一群百姓分享，就是神要让他们进入到应许地的这群百姓。
But like the lost pastor in our opening story, the Israelites were lost.
但是就像我们刚刚说的那个迷路的牧师一样，这些以色列百姓也迷路了。
They were stuck in the corner of deciding whether to walk with God.
他们现在一个转角口，就是我们要跟随上帝的话语呢。
Or to walk after the gods of their surrounding neighbors.
还是我们要跟随这个附近的邻国他们所拜的上帝的话语。
So as a result, they wandered in the wilderness.
最后呢，他们就在旷野里面漂流了。
And not in the destination that God had meant for them.
而没有办法进到神预定他们，神希望他们，神让他们要进到的那个应许地，他们就进不去了。
One thing I really love about the Old Testament is that it is full of stories about people.
我喜欢旧约圣经的其中最主要原因，就是因为当中充满了关于人的故事。
The Bible tells us their situation.
圣经告诉我们他们所遇到的一些状况。
And how they responded.
然后他们怎么回应这些状况呢
？And we observe.
我们可以观察。
And conclude.
然后我们可以做出决定。
Whether to follow or reject.The path that the characters in the story take.
我们可以观察决定我们要跟随故事当中这些主角，还是要拒绝他们的道路。
In Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 1 it says this.
生命记一章一节这么说的。
These are the words that Moses spoke to all of Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness.
这些是摩西在约旦河东的旷野所说的话。
So for the rest of chapter 1 leading almost to the end of chapter 3.The Israelites find themselves wandering in the wilderness because of their unfaithfulness to Yahweh.
接下来第一章的后半段到第三章中间呢，就在谈以色列人他们因为他们违背了上帝的话，不忠于上帝，以至于他们在旷野里面飘荡了四十年。
Moses recounts seeing the promised land and asking Yahweh if he can enter into the promised land.
也记载了摩西他问上帝说：“我可不可以进到那个应许地呢？”
In chapter 3, verse 26, we see God's reply.
在生命记三章二十六节，我们看到上帝对摩西的回答。
It says, "But Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes and didn't listen to me."
经文说，耶和华因为你们的缘故就向我发怒，就不应允我。
Or to put it very plainly, Yahweh did not allow Moses to enter the promised land because of the sins of the Israelites.
简单的说，就是耶和华因为以色列百姓的罪，就不让摩西进到那个应许地了。
In chapter 4, Moses tells the Israelites, "And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them that you may live, and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you."
在进入到第四章的时候，一开始就说，以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
So Moses not only gives them commandments, but he gives them a reason to obey.
所以摩西不光是告诉以色列人说要遵行怎么样的命令，还告诉他们为什么要遵行这些命令。
And he tells the people, listen.
而他告诉他的百姓说，你们要听。
In chapter 5, Moses restates the Ten Commandments, which are first found in Exodus 17.
到了第五章的时候，摩西就重申那个十条诫命，那是在出埃及记十七章已经第一次的被提到的。
And so up to this point, we see that God's law has been given to them through God's servant Moses, both orally and on stone tablets.
所以到这里我们看到呢，上帝的话语那个十诫，除了刻在石板上给这些以色列人之外，也透过摩西口头再一次的宣讲传递给他们。
Before we jump into chapter 6, I want to note a couple of things that are praiseworthy about Moses.
在我们进入到第六章之前呢，我想要先跟大家分享关于摩西有几件事情是很值得被提出来赞赏的。
Number 1, Moses was humble.
首先，摩西是非常的谦卑。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 3 said that Moses was the most humble man on the face of the earth.
在民数记的十二章第三节记载，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
This is an amazing verse.
这是一个很特别的经文。
Because it's very rare that when we are in a room full of people,
因为如果我们在一个充满人的一个房间里面。
That we can say that we are the humblest person in the room.
如果我们说我们是这个房间里面最谦卑的人，这个是很奇怪的一件事情。
Needless to say, on the face of the earth.
更不用说经文讲到摩西是全世界里面最谦卑的人。
Moses was also very patient.
摩西也非常的有耐性。
As we observed earlier, Moses himself could not enter the promised land.
就像我们刚刚提到，摩西他没有办法进到应许地。
Yet he faithfully gave the people God's word.
但他还是很忠心地把神的话传讲给以色列百姓。
Hoping that the Israelites would have fruit.
希望以色列人可以结出果子来。
In their lifetime.
就在他们的生命里面可以结出果子。
In their children's lifetime.
也希望在他们的孩子们身上结出果子。
And in their children's children.
而且呢，希望他们子子孙孙都结出生命的果子来。
And so he gave instructions that were meant not only for them,But for the next generation of believers.
所以摩西传讲诫命给他们呢，不光是对他们这一代的以色列人，也是对他们后代的以色列人。
And so this is not something that we talk a lot about in ministry necessarily.
我们很少在我们的侍奉里面提到关于这个部分。
That the six-year-old whose mess we clean up.
就是呢，这个六岁的孩子把东西都弄乱了，我们去要把它整理干净。
Or the 14-year-old who talks back to us.
或者呢，这个14岁的孩子很喜欢跟我们回嘴顶嘴。
Might one day be an incredible servant of Jesus at age 23.
而当这些孩子可能在他们23岁的时候，他们成为上帝重用的一个仆人。
Most of us are not as humble and patient as Moses.
我们大部分人都不像摩西这样子的谦卑，这样子的有忍耐的心。
In fact, truthfully, sometimes we're kind of more like Jeremiah. We're just crying for our people.
有的时候我们更像这个耶利米哈，就为了这些百姓哈而哀哭。
And yet, like Moses and Jeremiah and all the prophets of old, we go back to the Word of God.
对，今天我们就要像摩西、像耶利米、像这些旧约的先知一样，我们要回到神的话语里面。
So we read the words.
所以我们读神的话语。
And in verse 1, it talks about how there is a single commandment that summarizes all the commandments.
在我们读的这个六章第一节那边谈到有一个单独独一的一个命令，还有很多其他复述的一些诫命跟典章。
In other words, to follow this one commandment was the same as following all the other commandments. It was equal.
也就是说，你遵守这一条诫命的话，就等于遵守了其他的律例跟典章。
We see in the Mosaic Law there were 613 commandments.
我们知道在摩西的律法里面有613条诫命。
In the New Testament, a lawyer tried to trick Jesus by asking him, out of these 613 commandments, which one is the greatest?
在新约圣经我们看到有一个律法师来挑战耶稣，问他说，在所有摩西的律法里面，哪一样是最重要、最优先的呢？
And Jesus replied with the Shema, which we will find in the verses to follow.
耶稣给他的回答就是 Shema, 就是今天我们在第三节到第九节所看到的这段经文。
And then Jesus adds that not only are we to love God, but we are to love our neighbors as ourselves.
另外耶稣就加上，除了要全心的爱神之外，也要爱邻舍如同自己。
This word Shema is a Hebrew word for hear or listen.
Shema 这个希伯来字呢，就是听啊。注意的听啊，这个字。
And so it begins by saying, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God, and Yahweh is one.
好，所以这个经文里面谈到，再一次的说，听啊，以色列，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力的爱耶和华你的神。
All your soul.
用你的全心来爱他。
And with all your might.
用你全性、全力来爱他。
It is a commandment that the Israelites would proclaim daily as they wore phylacteries.
这个是以色列百姓他们每一天要读的经文夹里面的这个经文。
They would wear these wooden boxes.
他们会把这段经文放在一个经文夹的里面。
These boxes would be on their foreheads.
有的时候他们把这个经文夹呢戴在他们的额头上面。
It would be on their arms.
有的时候戴他们的手背上面。
They would post it up in the doorposts.
他们会把这个经文夹放在他们的门框上面。
And the idea was that this commandment would always be on their mind.
那个意思就是说呢，这段重要的诫命呢，要常常在他们的头脑心思里面。
By their sides.
就要在他们的旁边。
And in the midst of their household.
而且要在他们的整个的家庭当中。
And the Israelites would pray this prayer at least twice a day.
以色列人他们会用这段经文每一天至少两次用这个经文来祷告。
And they were saying that Yahweh is our God.
他们会说耶和华是我们的上帝。
And sometimes we need to be reminded that no one is God like God.
有时候我们真的需要提醒，被提醒说没有其他的神像我们的上帝一样。
That no one is rescuer, no one is healer, no one is redeemer.Like Yahweh,
没有其他人像耶和华上帝，是我们的拯救者，是我们的医治者，是我们的救赎者。
So when we are told that Yahweh is one,
所以当我们说耶和华是独一的神的时候
，it emphasizes how distinct He is,
就是在强调他何等的全然的不同。
That only Yahweh is to be loved with all our heart, all our mind, all our strength, all our might.
唯有耶和华上帝配得我们全然的敬拜。
I don't have the time to break down each of these individual parts, our heart, our soul, our mind.
今天我没有时间分析这个尽心、尽性、尽力有什么样的不同。
But the idea is that we don't just love God with one part.
但他那个意思就是我们不是只是用生命的一个部分来爱神而已。
That we don't just memorize Bible verses and only love God with our mind.
我们不是只是透过背经句来爱我们的上帝。
But as we recite these verses that we feel emotion for God.
而是当我们背经句的时候，我们里面有一个心里面对神的爱的那种情感上面的一种渴慕。
So as I get older and my memory is not as good.
虽然我的这个年纪越来越大，这个记性越来越不好。
There is still this longing in my heart to memorize more of scripture.
但是我还是记得一些神的话语在我的心里面。
And only Yahweh is to be loved in that way.
只有耶和华上帝配得我们这样子全然的爱他。
That these emotions of joy, peace, comfort, and conviction,
这些话语带给我喜乐，带给我平安，带给我安慰，带给我确信。
Are words that are not just feelings.
我们也不光只是感觉到而已。
But they're words that we desperately try to hold on to.
而是这些话语是我们真的需要尽力去紧紧的抓住的。
And this leads to my last point.
而这就带到我今天要分享的最后一点。
Isn't it strange that we would be commanded to love God?
当我们说我们需要被命令去爱上帝，这会不会很奇怪？
Isn't that weird?
这很奇怪吧?
See, I think that when we think about love, we think about a feeling.
因为当我们讲到爱的时候，我们想到的是感觉。
I love dogs.
我喜欢狗。
I love egg tarts.
我爱蛋挞。
I love basketball.
我爱篮球。
These are things that we have feelings towards.
这些事情就是我们对那个东西有感情，我们说我们爱这些东西。
But this is only if we think of love as a noun.
但是当我们谈这些时候，好像把爱当做一个名词。
In the Bible, love is a verb. It is something that we do.
但是在圣经里面讲，爱是一个动词，就是我们去做这个事情。
This is why we can follow Jesus' command to love and to pray even for our enemies.
这就是为什么我们可以遵守耶稣的教训，他说我们要甚至要爱跟为那些仇敌来祷告。
That even by the Spirit of God, we can love those that we don't like.
因为依靠上帝的灵，我们真的能够去爱那一些我们其实不喜欢的人。
And so God wanted this love for him to be more than just rules written on stone tablets.
所以上帝希望呢，我们对他的爱不光只是在刻在石头上对我们的一个规范跟要求而已。
He wanted this love to be a reality in their lives.
上帝希望我们对上帝的爱是我们生命里面真实的一个状况。
That whether they felt like it or not, that they would love God in such a way.
所以不管呢他们的感受是什么，就可以这样子全然的来爱上帝。
And somehow I believe that if we can separate ourselves from the role of a parent,
某种程度我认为，如果我们可以把我们自己从一些角色上面给区隔出来，就像我们是父母
，the role of a pastor,
像我们是牧师
，the role of a Sunday school teacher,
我们是主日学的老师
，and see ourselves as a follower and a worshipper of God first.
我们把自己从这些角色挪开来，首先看我们自己是一个敬拜上帝跟随上帝的人。
That this might be the kind of infectious love that comes out of our lives.
当我们这样子的时候，也许从我们的生命里面会有那个真实的情感来真实的爱上帝。
You know, I hate to admit it.
我很不愿意承认这件事情。
But at the age of 45,
但是呢，作为45岁的我来说。
I'm a lot more like my parents than I care to admit.
我越来越像我的父母亲，虽然我不想要承认这个事。
Over the years, as a pastor and as a Sunday school teacher,
多年来做一个牧师，做一个主日学的老师。
I find myself saying phrases that my parents used to say to me when I was growing up.
我发现我会说出一些话语，就是我的父母会这样子对我说的话。
And even though I want to think that I am young,
虽然我很想要认为我自己还是很年轻。
There is reality.
但是这是一个事实。
This isn't on the thing, but the other day, I visited my mother's house.
这也是另外一个事情。有一天我去我回到我妈妈的家。
She's a 70.
她七十岁了。
She looks very young for 70.
以七十岁来说，她看起来非常的年轻。
But she was coloring her hair.
她染她的头发。
And then while she was coloring her hair.
她关于染头发这件事情呢
？She asked me, "Do you want me to color yours too?"
她说：“你想我帮你也染一下吗
？”Yeah, it's very sad.
真的很难过，让我很受伤啊。
Yeah, but you know, I think I want to leave you with two thoughts today.
但是我今天想要跟大家分享两个想法。
The first one I think we already stated is that we are followers and worshippers of God first.
就是首先我们要成为一个爱上帝跟随上帝的人
But second of all, that values are better caught than taught.
而另外呢就是
are better caught than taught.
OK, 我们也很希望我们对上帝的爱是可以被抓住的
Sorry, that probably doesn't translate as well in Chinese.
对啊就是呀希望我们对上帝的爱可以被好像被抓住被教导
But so let me give you an illustration.
我来稍微讲简单述说一下。
There's a 75-year-old pastor named Ray Ortland Jr.
Okay, 有一位75岁的牧师。
His father, Ray Sr. was also a pastor.
这个75岁的牧师，他的爸爸也是一个牧师。
And so Ray Jr. shares a story about when he was 18 years old.
Okay, 这位牧师他就分享，当他18岁的时候。
He walked down the stairs and he saw his father sitting in his chair.
当他走下楼看到他爸爸坐在他的椅子上面
with his hands over his face praying before church.
就坐在教会的前面呢，用他的双手遮着他的脸来祷告。
And Ray Jr. says to this day,
而这位牧师说呢，到现在，
before he goes out to preach,
当他75岁，这位75岁牧师，当他要上来讲道之前，
he finds himself sitting in a chair,
他发现他自己也会坐在椅子上，
with his hands over his face praying,
用双手遮住他的脸，然后来祷告。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
I pray somehow that our love for God would be both taught and caught.
所以 我就希望我们对上帝的爱好像也可以被别人可以抓住，可以影响到别人。
By our children,
被我们的孩子们抓住，影响他们。
And generations to follow.
我们对耶稣对上帝的爱可以被下一代的人理解，而且呢也跟随。
Thank you for your time and your attention.
谢谢大家的时间还有大家的注意。
Thank you, Pastor Chen, for a great translation.
谢谢郑牧师翻的还不错。
And I want to, for the second part of our message,
okay, 我现在要分享的第二个部分呢，
I want to ask you to give a warm greeting to my co-worker and friend, Angela Wu.
第二个部分要请 Pastor Angela 来分享，大家热烈掌声欢迎 Pastor Angela。
Hi, my name is Angela.
Hi, 我是 Angela.
Pastor Chen's translation is so great, isn't it? Let's give him a big hand. He was nervous. I don't know why he was nervous. So great.
其实你们不需要翻译嘛。
Did you say it right? So in light of what Pastor Nick shared, I want to share what can we do then?
在刚刚 Pastor Nick 他所分享的这个经文的亮光里面，我们就要思考，那我们能够做些什么呢？
So the Israelites, Moses, God, we heard this story. What does that mean to our church?
刚刚我们所听到关于上帝、关于摩西、关于以色列人，但是那对于我们教会来说，这些有什么意义呢？
Moses had to deal with a very unpleasant crowd.
摩西需要去处理一些真的不太让人喜欢的群众。
They kept complaining.
他们不断地抱怨。
They were persistently forgetful, unfaithful, and ungrateful.
他们总是忘记上帝的恩典，他们总是没有办法向上帝献上他们的感谢。
But Moses, he was humble and patient.
但是摩西就是一直很谦卑，一直很有的耐心。
And he persistently delivered God's message.
而摩西呢，就坚持地传讲上帝的话，把神的信息带给他们。
And when I hear this story, and when I look at our children and youth, I see that they're very similar.
当我想到这个故事，又想到我们的儿童跟年轻人，发现这当中有一些很相近的地方。
Our children and youth, they may be in love with God at one point.
我们的孩子呢，或者年轻人，他们可能在某一个时候说他们非常的爱上帝。
Usually during retreat or VBS.
通常在这个夏令圣经班，在退休会的时候，他们说我们真的爱上帝。
They love God so much.
超级超级爱上帝。
But next day they go to school.
但是隔一天他们去到学校的时候，
and they're like, "Oh, God doesn't love me."
他说，哦，上帝一点都不爱我。
God's not real.
上帝不是真的。
And they may forget very quickly.
他们很容易就忘记了。
And for youth, when they start driving,
当年轻人开始可以开车的时候，
they may leave church.
他们常常就开离了教会。
It happens to 70%.
根据统计，70%的年轻人到青少年的时候就离开教会了。
The youth that you see in the building, you may not see them later.
现在你们在教堂里面看到这些年轻人，可能不久之后你就看不到他们了。
And it's really sad.
这个真的很令人难过的事情。
And children these days,
现在的这些孩子呢，
are on their phone all the time.
总是停留在手机上面哈。
And because they see all these other people,
因为他们可以看到别的人，
they will always complain.
他们总是抱怨。
They have this. They're eating this. They went to this place.
其他他们在手机上面看到其他的他们的朋友呢，他们可以吃这个，他们拥有那个，他们可以去那些地方。
I don't have any of that.
我完全都没有那些东西。
And it's so easy to compare nowadays.
所以现在这个时代很容易跟人家比较的。
And as a result, they may not be all happy.
所以因为这样的比较，他们不总是快乐的。
And children may not think pastors know anything.
孩子们也不认为这个到底牧师懂些什么东西。
They may want to listen to the popular people.
他们可能比较想要听一些明星讲的话。
Those are the people, most influential people that the Time magazine has picked.
Yeah, 就像 Time 杂志选出来这个一百大这个影响具有影响力的人物。
A singer or businessman or actor.
歌星啊，演员啊，或一些领袖啊。
And our children will listen to them than listen to pastors.
这些我们的孩子呢，会听他们胜过听牧师的话。
So sometimes I feel very discouraged.
有的时候我也会觉得很挫折。
I feel like I'm teaching them and I'm trying to train them, but they're not changing.
我会试着去教他们，想要训练他们，但是他们就好像没有任何的改变。
And sometimes I feel like there's no hope.
有时候我真的觉得啊，没有希望。
I'm sorry for saying that.
我很难过，必须承认这个事情。
But then God reminds me.
后来上帝就提醒我。
You saw the video of all the teachers' faces, right?
大家刚刚看到我们的 video 上面这些老师的脸孔了吗？
God reminds me, Angela, you're not doing it alone.
上帝提醒我说 ，Angela， 你不是一个人在做这件事情。
I sent you many Moses to your church.
我为你预备了非常多的摩西在你的教会里面。
And I want you together to preach the gospel, to love them, and to show them what it means to follow Jesus.
我希望你们一起教导他们神的话，跟他们宣讲福音，跟他们分享怎么样是真正跟随上帝的意思。
Those teachers are 73 of them.
在刚刚这个73位的老师当中
，that served whole year.
他们这73位老师是服侍我们所有年龄层的孩子。
I go to many people, many parents, and ask, "Do you want to be a teacher?"
我跟我们很多的会员，跟我们很多的会员，还有我们很多的家长们说，你们愿意当我们主日学的老师吗
？Many people say no to me.
很多人都跟我说，我不要。
Oh no, I can't speak English.
因为我不会讲英文。
No, I don't know how to teach.
我不知道怎么教。
No, my kids are all grown up.
我的孩子现在已经长大了。
No, I don't like kids.
我不喜欢孩子。
And I understand.
我听到这些，我其实很难过。
But sometimes I will get yes.
但有的时候我会听到说我愿意。
And that makes it all worth it.
就让我觉得这一切的询问都是值得的。
And once they say yes, they start this journey as Moses.
当他一旦他说我愿意的时候，他就会走上像摩西一样的这个路程了。
They have to set aside time during the week to prepare for their lesson.
在周间他们需要分别出一些时间来预备这些课程。
They have to go to extra meetings on Sundays.
他们礼拜天要参加一些额外的会议。
They may have to miss some vacation trips.
他们需要就错过一些他们的假期旅游的机会。
They have to wake up early in the morning on Sundays.
他们礼拜天需要早早的起床。
And when they make this sacrifice, there's no reward that's shown immediately.
当他们做出这些牺牲的时候，但他们不会立刻看到这些成果。
We give them gifts once a year.
我们一年给这些老师们一个礼物。
It's only $10 gift card.
但也只是十块钱的礼物卡而已。
But the amount of work and hours they put into it.
但是跟他们为这个事工所摆上所投入的时间比起来的话。
I think it's worth $1 million.
我觉得他们投入的价值超过几百万。
And when they see children every week and youth, they don't grow over time, overnight. So they're still the same kids that were immature, that were disobedient.
当他们投入这么多，但他们不会看到这些孩子好像一夜之间就成熟了。他们看到这些孩子还是一样不成熟，还是一样很多的悖逆。
And they may feel like what I'm doing is not really making any difference.
所以他们很容易会感受到我现在所努力的一切好像没有带来任何的改变。
So then they may feel hopeless.
所以他们也会感觉好像很绝望。
And sometimes they disappoint us because you would teach one thing and they will do complete opposite.
有时候他们会觉得很挫折，就是因为他们明明是这样子教，但是孩子做的是刚好相反的事情。
A couple of weeks ago, I asked our children in Rainbow Room, "What do you want to be when you grow up?"
几个礼拜之前呢，我在一个这个 Kinder Room， 就是幼儿的这个教室里面，问他们说呢，你们长大以后想要做什么啊？
And everyone says, me, pick me, I want to say it.
每位都举手说点我点我点我。
And I asked this one child right in front of me, what do you want to be?
Okay, 所以呢，我就点了一位坐在我前面的孩子说，那你长大以后想要做什么？
And he says, pastor.
他说啊 ,pastor.
And I was like, you want to be a pastor?
然后我说，哇，你真的想要当一个牧师吗？
I was so happy.
我好开心啊。
And then he said, no, I said, Lego master.
他说：“不是，不是牧师，是想要当那个 Lego Master， 就是这个做这个乐高积木的专家。”
I need to get my ears checked.
我的耳朵有问题了。
I hear what I want to hear.
我听我想要听的。
And it was disappointing.
我觉得好挫折、失望啊。
But you can see.
但你大家可以看到
，there's still hope.
还是有希望的。
They may not know what they're going to be.
也许他们现在不知道他们长大要做什么。
But I believe.
但是我相信。
Some of our children will become future pastors.
我们当中有些孩子未来会成为教会的牧师。
I believe some of them will become missionaries.
我相信他们有一些人未来会成为宣教士。
I believe some of them will be worship team.
我相信他们当中有些人未来会成为我们的敬拜团的团员。
And actually, one of the children today.
事实上我们今天所看到这些孩子呢
gave me this、
其中一个孩子给了我一个这个东西
couple weeks ago she asked me how many teachers are there、
在几个礼拜之前她问我说呢、我们有多少个主日学的老师呢
And I said 70
我说大概70个左右吧
she made 70 keychains
她做了这70个这个钥匙圈给老师
yeah clap
我们热烈的掌声
Because she's thankful for all the teachers.
因为她为这每一位老师，她深深的感谢。
Our children may not remember what we teach them today.
也许我们的孩子不一定会记得我们今天教导他们什么。
But they will remember who taught them.
但他们会记得谁教他们。
So these teachers, we want to appreciate them and celebrate them today.
所以我们今天特别真的想要感谢，想要赞赏这些老师。
And there are two ways to do it.
我们有两个方式可以这样子来表达。
One,
首先
I want you to give them a big hug when you see them.
就是当你看到他们的时候，给他们一个大大的拥抱。
Including me.
包含我。
Give me a hug.
给我一个拥抱。
When you see teachers, they feel like they're doing this alone.
当你看到这些老师，他们好像单独的在做这样的事工。
So give them a high five, give them a hug, acknowledge their work.
Okay, 给他们一个拥抱，给他们击掌，然后呢，了解他们现在所付出的。
And feel free, please feel free to come to nursery, kingdom room, or rainbow room, or youth room.
还有，请大家，我们非常欢迎，请大家可以感到很自由的，就到我们任何一个主日学的教室，或者我们的青少年的崇拜的地点。
I know you feel like, well, I don't have children, I don't need to go there.
我知道你可能会觉得啊，我没有孩子，我不需要去那些地方。
But we welcome you.
但是我们很欢迎你们。
And children will love that you're there.
孩子们会很高兴你们在那里的。
So that's one thing.
这是一件我们可以做的事情。
Secondly,
第二
I would like you to sign up.
我希望你们报名。
So we have 73 teachers and 50 some children.
我们有73位老师，大概50多位的孩子。
And you may think you have more teachers than children. Wow.
你可能想说，哇，你们已经老师超过学生的数量了，哇，不简单。
Then you don't need any more help.
你们可能不太需要更多帮忙了。
But let's think about this. We have 3 levels: nursery, preschool, and elementary.
但是想想看，我们的儿童事工，我们有这个小 baby 的房间，我们有这个幼儿园的，然后我们还有这个已经上小学的，我们有三个房间。
We have first session, second session.
我们有第一个崇拜的时段，还有第二个崇拜的时段。
Three times two is six.
三乘二是六。
Six times 12 months, so 72.
六乘以这个一年52周的话呢？
So really?
对不起，乘以十二个月的话，会有72个时段。
So really, we only have one teacher per room.
所以我们现在其实每一个房间真的不到一个老师的。
But because some of them commit more than a month.
但是因为有一些同工他们不止呢承诺一个月。
We can afford to have 2 to 3 teachers.
所以到目前我们大概平均每一个教室会有2到3个老师。
So if you feel like, oh, I don't speak English.
如果你觉得哎呀我不会讲英文啊。
I'm not good at teaching.
我不会教的。
You don't have to teach.
你不需要教。
We invite you to be our room mom, room dad, room uncle, room auntie, room grandpa, room grandma.
我们就是邀请你们到我们教室里面，好像这个教室里面的爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶或者哥哥姐姐好了。叔叔阿姨，我知道。
That means you just sign up for 1 month next year.
意思就是说你明年你只要报名任一个月的这个侍奉。
And if your kids are in children's or youth ministry, it's mandatory.
如果这个要报名，你需要一定要是你要正式报名的。
You just sit in the classroom.
你就是坐在教室里面。
That helps a lot.
这就帮助很大了。
Because all children do not pay attention.
因为我们的孩子不会很注意的。
There's always one like in the corner.
就有一个人总是像在那个转角迷路的人一样。
Room mom or room dad will grab that child and bring him to the center.
Okay, 所以你们的责任就是把他们邀请回到当中，继续的专注课程。
So it's a challenging work.
所以这其实是一个很有挑战的工作。
But we can do it together.
但是我们可以一起来做。
Please say yes to the next generation.
请对下一代说，我愿意。
It'll be very worth it.
真的很值得的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Shall we pray together?
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share this message.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，我们有这个机会可以分享这段经文。
Please remember our children and youth.
请你提醒我们的孩子还有青少年。
Bless them.
祝福他们。
Send them teachers and shepherds.
为他们预备，为他们差遣一些老师，生命的牧者。
Help us to guide them as Moses guided the Israelites.
帮助我们可以引导他们，就像摩西引导以色列人一样。
Help us do it together as a church.
帮助我们作为一个教会的整体，我们一同来委身这个事情。
And please bring up next generation's leaders.
请你祝福我们下一代的这些年轻人可以成为我们未来的领袖。
Who will preach the gospel?
他们可以宣讲福音。
Who will proclaim your name?
他们可以宣告你的名。
And who will show Jesus Christ to the world?
他们可以向这个世界可以展示耶稣基督。
Thank you for calling us to this wonderful task.
谢谢主呼召我们在这个美好的侍奉当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。接下来我们要一同的来领圣餐。好，我们今天。